From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Flight disruptions across Europe are getting worse. So far, about 17,000 flights have been canceled because ash from the volcanic eruption in Iceland this week is spreading. Airports across Europe, including Britain, France, Germany, are shut down through tomorrow at the earliest. It's certainly a royal mess for travelers, thousands of whom are stranded at airports and hotels hoping to get the first available flight out. NPR's Rob Gifford is one of them. He's in Lille, northern France, trying everything he can to get to London and then home to Shanghai.
I'm waiting with a whole group of passengers who are trying to get onto a train to London. Thousands of people have come here and to Brussels, the two main points to get on the train, the Eurostar to go under the Channel across to London, because so many airports have been closed across northern Europe.
That's NPR's Rob Gifford, who is trying to get home to Shanghai. The death toll in western China is up sharply. At least 1,100 people are now reported dead from Wednesday's earthquake in the Tibetan Plateau. The Xinhua News Agency says more than 400 people are still missing. Today, at least two people were pulled alive from the rubble, fueling hope that more survivors will be found. In the U.S., the federal government is suing Goldman Sachs, the storied Wall Street firm, for fraud. The Securities and Exchange Commission says Goldman sold investors on a securities product that was actually designed to turn sour. NPR's Frank Langfitt has details.
In 2007, Goldman put together an investment that hinged on subprime mortgage-backed securities, and it marketed the product to investors as a way to make money. But the SEC says Goldman didn't tell investors this. A hedge fund that paid Goldman to structure the investment helped select the securities and then bet they would fail. Robert Kuzami, an SEC official, said, quote, "The product was new and complex, but the deception and conflicts are old and simple." The government said the hedge fund, Paulson & Company, paid Goldman $15 million for its work. The SEC said Paulson, which has not been charged, made $1 billion on the deal, while investors lost about the same amount. In a statement, Goldman said the charges were completely unfounded and vowed to fight them. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
The Treasury Department says the top earners at five big companies that got a taxpayer bailout will see cash salary limits this year. The government says of the dozens of officials who sought more than $500,000 in cash in the past year, only five are expected to make at least that much in 2010. Over all this trouble over Goldman Sachs, U.S. stocks are affected. Dow is down more than 130 points. You're listening to NPR News. Former Los Angeles Police Chief Daryl Gates has died. Gates was chief during the city's deadly 1992 riots and was well-liked by rank-and-file officers. Steve Julian of member station KPCC reports.
Gates' 14-year tenure as chief ended with calls for his resignation after the riots that nearly ripped the city apart. Four white officers had been acquitted of beating a black motorist named Rodney King. Gates was seen as a cop's cop, one who often defended officers' questionable behaviors. Yet Gates also was hailed for designing several popular programs, including Drug Abuse Resistance Education, or DARE. The program put police officers into schools, teaching children the dangers of drugs. Gates also implemented the elite SWAT unit, special weapons and tactics, and an anti-gang program known as CRASH. When L.A.'s current chief, Charlie Beck, was sworn in last year, he called Gates a one-in-a-million human being. Gates died of cancer at his home in Newport Beach. He was 83 years old. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
More violence reported out of Pakistan today. A community in the southwest is reeling from a suicide attack at a hospital. At least 10 people are dead, including a television journalist and senior police officials. Dozens more people were wounded. Authorities suspect Shiite Muslim militants were behind the bomb blast. The Russian boy who was disowned by his adoptive American mother and sent back to Moscow last week is celebrating his birthday while at the center of an uproar. 8-year-old Artyom Savelyev's case triggered calls from Russia to suspend all adoptions to the U.S., but the State Department says it has yet to be notified of such a change. By the way, the child has turned 8. This is NPR.